usurper?
Talon asked. Luke uttered a silent curse. It was difficult to guess how much Abeloth knew about his visions of the throne. But however much that was, even mentioning it in Talon's presence posed a danger to Alana. When Abeloth did not respond to his question, Talon asked another.
Are you speaking of the Jedi Queen?
Abeloth pretended not to hear, returning her gaze to Luke. Because of Jacen Solo, the Fallen Asi must do whatever is necessary to restore the current to the proper flow, she said. Wherever Jedi tread, Master Skywalker, mayhem follows. If the Fallen Asi must set right your mistakes, the burden for our actions does not fall on us.
Only the killer is a criminal, not his executioner,
Talon agreed.
Tell me about this usurper.
Abeloth finally acknowledged his question, lifting one brow in his direction. Is that a request or an order?
An offer,
Talon said smoothly.
Name this Jedi Queen, and you shall have whatever the Sith can offer.
She's toying with you. This queen and her throne of balance are just another illusion, Luke said quickly. Abeloth's effort to set them against each other was a good sign, suggesting she lacked the strength to battle them outright. Unfortunately, it was also a good tactic, as Luke could not permit any Sith to know Alana's true identity and leave the hall alive. Akana told you herself that Abeloth was a Fallen Asi. You can't believe in her trickery. Abeloth smirked at Luke, then turned back to Talon.
You have bathed in the pool of knowledge, she said to the Sith. Trust what you see.
Good advice, if you're a master of illusions, Luke said sarcastically. He looked past Abeloth to Talon. She's trying to play us against each other. You do see that.
Do you think a High Lord would be unaware of that, Master Skywalker?
Talon kept his gaze fixed on Abeloth.
Whether it works will depend on what she's offering.
Abeloth circled around to Talon's far side, placing the High Lord between herself and Luke.
Sarasu Talon, I will teach you what you are becoming.
She was purring these words into his ear, just loud enough for Luke to hear, even over the bubbling of the magma.
And when you understand that, you will not need me to learn the identity of the Jedi Queen. You will know it.
Talon fixed his gaze on Luke and said nothing, and a cold shudder raced up Luke's spine. The High Lord had made his choice, leaving the Skywalkers outnumbered and outpowered against him and Abeloth. And there was no way to save Ben except win. Luke used the Force to touch Ben with a sense of danger, then put on an innocent act and began to peer into the corners of the hall. All right, Abeloth, what did you do with Akana? Luke asked. He stepped away from the speaking pit on the pretext of going to look for her. Did you trade bodies with her, like you did with Dion Stad? But Talon knew the true reason Luke was moving, and the High Lord was not about to let himself be pinned against the pit. In the blink of an eye, he had his lightsaber in hand and was moving to cut off his Jedi foe. Which was exactly what Luke expected. Luke grabbed Talon in the Force and sent him sailing toward the door in a high arc. The snap hiss of an igniting lightsaber confirmed that Ben understood what Luke intended. By the time Luke had his own weapon in hand, his son was Force leaping into combat, his blue blade tracing an arc that an exhausted and weakened Talon would be hard-pressed to avoid. Thinking they might win this battle after all, Luke thumbed his own blade to life and spun to attack Abeloth. And that, of course, was when the crackle of Force lightning rang out from the door where Vistara was standing. Ben cried out in surprise and anguish. Then two distinct thuds sounded behind Luke, his son slamming into one wall and Talon into another. A terrific pop echoed across the hall, and Talon bellowed in pain. Luke was already on Abeloth, launching a vicious thrust kick. She she took it like a Durasteel wall. Then her arm flew up to rake at his eyes. Luke was ready, and his blade burned through the limb as though it were NutriPaste.
Luke!
The cry came in Akana's voice, the terror unmistakable.
Don't! It's me, Akana!
Luke knew better than to believe her, even for a heartbeat. He continued his swing, sweeping the blade across the thigh level, and felt it slice into a leg. Abeloth shrieked in a dozen voices and spun away, falling toward the tiers of sunken seating. He used a force nudge to send her arcing toward the cleft in the stage floor and lost sight of her against the glow of the magma. Desperate to know what had become of Ben, Luke reached out in the force and felt the frightened, groggy presence of someone who had taken a head-shaking blow. He turned and found his son trapped against a wall, defending himself from Vistara's fierce attack, an unrefined high-low-low-high pattern which Ben was blocking only because of his strength in the force and the reflexes drilled into him by thousands of hours of practice. Luke flicked a finger in Vistara's direction and sent her tumbling toward Talon, who was limping across the floor toward Ben, one knee buckling every time he placed weight on it. Had the High Lord been at his best, he would simply have redirected the girl straight into Luke. Weakened as he was by his injury and his ongoing transformation, he barely managed to force jump over her, and that left him vulnerable.